no strangers to this time slot, you've likely come across our next two guests, Hamish and Andy.
Two of the giants, the greats of the modern era.
There was not room enough for both our shows, and we humbly concede to Kennedy Malloy.
And 5 years on from their worldly antics in Hamish and Andy's gap year, they're back on the road in North America for a brand new TV series, Hamish and Andy's Perfect Holiday.
What is that?
Trusting each other to plan their adventures along the way.
That's part of our fun. You see a weakness, you pounce.
Oh, no.
And we welcome them back to the show today, Hamish and Andy.
Hello, boys.
Hello, guys.
How are you guys?
Hello, hey. Hamish. Hello, Andy.
Hello, Janie.
Lovely to see you. We haven't seen you guys for a while.
No, it's been too long. Yeah. You guys like to get out and about, don't you?
Yeah. We get out there.
Are you happy at home? Do you just need to go, oh, we've got a new series and
honey.
We're going to go to Canada via Iceland.
I keep saying that to Beck as well. It's like, because Beck said to me, I mean, obviously, Zoe's got to keep up the front and the kids are going to go to kinder and all that stuff. But Beck said, oh, look, should I come? And I was like,
I hadn't crossed
my mind.
I don't have a pre-written answer for this, and I'm doing very good in these situations.
I love you.
So it started with a no,
yeah,
and then to give my brain a chance to go, okay, what's the appropriate?
This is a trick question.
Yeah, exactly. But it's eventually I had to say, look, we're always on the road. We're going different places. It's very much work
based. Sky stuff, really.
Yeah, I've only got one VIP pass to spend right now. It's just, I don't think you'd love it.
I have meat attached to me a lot of the time. Yeah. And I'm chased by dogs.
Honestly, that's why the show is called Perfect Holiday, because it's perfect for me and Andy, not perfect for our girlfriends or our wives. Like, I mean, Zoe would have hated every minute.
Really?
Of this
and
trip.
Why would she? And let's get straight into it. Well, what kind of holidays have you guys planned for each other?
Well,
without giving too much away.
Even if we'd have left the kids at home, Zoe would be like, hang on a sec. What? Most of it's traveling.
Yep.
You're staying in dumps. We're in remote parts of America. Yeah. None of this is attractive to Zoe.
If I turned to Beck on day two and said, I've found the hottest chili in the world and you have to eat it.
She's not buying that one, but hey, we got someone in town who will.
That's me.
She wants to have breakfast in Paris.
Yes.
And not eat the hottest chili in the world.
Hamish and Andy get dumped globally. Yeah. And it'll be a very fast episode because day one would be off. But yeah, so that's why we came up with this idea for a holiday.
Fantastic.
Where we take it in turns to plan the adventure for the other guy on alternating days.
Another day that springs to mind, which you go, this probably wouldn't happen with your partner.
Yes.
On day three of the trip, Haim turns to me and goes, I've organised a day of revenge.
Yeah.
I was like,
of all the people to do that and say that, your mind and your mind, both
and
of you, that would frighten me.
Well, and I don't quite work out. I'm like, I'm trying to work out what's going on. He prepared me a little video.
The first ingredient you need for revenge, Mick, as you would be well aware, is someone who has wronged you.
This is where I'm freaking out.
For people that may remember, one of our very first travel shows was our Caravan of Courage. We went across America.
Yes.
One afternoon, we found ourselves in a small town called Paris, Texas, and we went to a high school football game. Before the game, they're like 16-year-olds playing American football. We were having a bit of a josh around with these guys, going, guys, man, in Australia, we play AFL. Like, we don't need pads and helmets. Like, we'll show you guys how to tackle. So there was a tackle between this kid, Eric, who was 16, and Andy, except Eric was wearing a helmet.
Yeah.
And he hit Andy at pace in the face.
Put my bottom teeth through my top lip.
Split Andy's face open. And the local vet during the game had to stitch Andy's face up.
Yeah, but it was good television.
The vet who had bought the pig, who's the mascot. So the vet turned up and he released the pig, and then the vet stitched Andy's face up. So
Hayne reminded me,
I said,
on day three of our trip, he's like, remember this kid? And I was like, I hadn't thought about it too much. And he goes, yes, you have.
He's putting on a tough face. Andy would have thought about that a lot. He's still got the scar.
A lot when you're brushing your teeth.
Every time he shaves, he would think about what Eric did to his face. So,
and I said, well, what's going on? He said, look, I've tracked down Eric.
Got him.
He's a long way away. So we flew. We're in Dallas. We had to drive for hours.
Yeah.
And he said, they've tracked down his old coach. The old coach was in it and said, I'll arrange Eric to meet me at a cafe.
Eric's a 26-year-old PE teacher now.
He's going to say, how old is he?
He's not a kid anymore.
The power has shifted.
He can handle whatever we throw at him.
And so Hamish and I had a ploy to bring down this guy. All we knew was he was going to be at the cafe.
You want to attack him?
Well, we were like, let's be a bit cleverer than that. But if Andy blanked,
it's
Ando, I was like, you can come up with any idea here, be creative.
All
but
right.
if he blanked, I had also bought a taser.
You bought a taser along.
What the hell?
And I thought...
Legal. Dangerous. Really? Of all guys, dangerous.
Oh, yeah, no, sorry. I should have
been dangerous though.
You're right.
I've tasered a number of
mate,
times.
Mate, you can pick them up the
were
airport.
Were you prepared to use it?
No.
I wanted to show Andy to get a reaction.
Hamish brings it out as a joke. Goes, if in doubt, use this taser. And I'm like, I thought he was joking. It was a prop taser. And I picked it up and I've hit the button.
That's
and
Texas.
This big lightning bolt. This lightning bolt cracks across it. And I went... Is this effing real, which we cut out? Sure. Name's like, yeah.
At the servo, when you fill up...
I was going to joke.
You can buy one.
Yeah, you can get two tasers for $2.
Yeah, get an extra. Chewing gum.
And what... Well, don't tell us what
happened. Well,
we need everyone to watch, of course.
It was a more creative sting. It ended up being very, very funny. It was a very fun day for us. A very confusing day for Eric. He's like, oh my... You guys... Did you really fly around the world to do this to me?
He's only met you once.
Hamish is dressed as a cowboy in the cafe trying to blend in.
To him, imagine, he's like, are you the guys from when I was in year 10 that came to our high school football match?
If I saw you in a crowd dressed as a cowboy, I would taser you.
Yeah. When we come back, I want to hear about the chili and where you found the chili, why you thought about the chili. Hasn't this man been through enough with pain and the pain barrier?
Thank you, Hamish and Andy's perfect holiday star. That's this Sunday, 7 p.m. on Nine. And this is Kennedy Molloy.
So just to reset, so you choose holidays for...
Yeah, activities.
For Hamish, activities, and then he does the same for you.
Yeah.
Did you ever say no to anything?
We had a gentleman's agreement that we couldn't.
We had one that I had to tell Hamish a day off today, and he said, why?
What do you mean?
Well, I'd been planning something that required months of preparation and... I'm not going to say exactly what it was, but it required the perfect weather. And we got unlucky
lightning.
With the weather.
Category 5.
In a couple of the couple of days.
Because I remember earthquake. Talking to you before you went.
Andy was going to put me in a hurricane. Tie me to a cow put me in a hurricane in Nebraska.
I do recall you said you had been planning something for ages and ages and ages for him.
Yeah.
And it just needed the requirements for the good weather. And
And it just and unfortunately missed. But I've still got
next
that in my
series.
Back pocket. Next
You've
time.
Got one ready to
but
go.
Series 2.
But talking about the chili, so we found a guy called Ed who crossbreeds chilies scientifically. Like he's got 100 staff in South Carolina.
It's an
Carolina.
Art.
And he's responsible for the world's hottest chili at the moment. It's called the Carolina Reaper.
Yep.
And to give you perspective, 1.2 million Scoville units of heat.
Okay.
Police mace is 1 million.
So they'd be better off running around at the MCG rubbing pepper in people's eyes, chucking chilies in their eyes.
So he said, I've got a new chili called Pepper X. Hasn't been released yet.
This is terrible.
Pepper X, developed with DARPA. Chinese agents are trying to steal it.
Never been consumed by a human yet.
Wow.
And
he's a father. This is irresponsible.
My kids still cry.
Could have had a heart attack.
My kids cry when I kiss them near their eyes still. Still
God, knows, God knows how you shower.
Still on my lips.
Your underpants need heat-resistant tiles like from the space shuttle.
They really did. The porcelain did. 3 floors below me at the hotel room. The next morning, the chili was burning through the toilet. Like acid going through the floors.
So sorry for interrupting.
As I mentioned, the Carolina Reaper, 1.2 million Scoville units. This one clocks in at 3.28 million Scoville units.
Yeah. This is incredible.
The sun is 2.9.
So how
gives you
was
an
it
idea.
Presented?
Is it a big chili or a little chili?
How did you present it?
Very small.
It's a little chili.
Little chili. So, I mean, the thing is, Haim and I know that we're up to stuff all the time now. So there's a lot of misdirection that happened on the holiday. I'd convinced Hamish in a boxing match in Vegas. So
I thought Andy had lost his mind because I'm out the back getting like my hands taped up with this boxing coach telling me about how to stay calm in the ring. Everyone said, like, you just have to hang in there for 3 2-minute rounds. And if you make it through, you don't have to knock the other guy out. If you make it through, you're going to win. And I was like, okay, maybe I can do this. Maybe if I just, you know, keep my guard up, get away from him.
He's pumped up. He gets there.
I thought I was going to fight someone.
There's a chili in there with little boxing shorts on. And and so there it was.
I was fighting a chili.
3 rounds. 1 minute rounds. He had to chew it for 10 seconds at the start of each round. And at any point, he can go to the deck and get counted out.
Just had to hang on.
And he can only have yogurt in the round breaks. It is extraordinary.
Do you have a clip of this available?
We have a whole show. It's on
the
Sunday.
The whole show's
Mick, what do you think we're doing here?
I will see it on Sunday.
Have you got a clip of this?
I'd love to see it. No, we actually didn't film that one. We just thought it was a nice yarn.
What are you ever going to learn from your behaviour? Didn't you? No. Now this is your Rob Sitch mentions this to me all the time. He always mentions the one where you put on a glove.
Oh, the fire ant. Yeah, but that's just insane. That's just
on the back of that, you go. But he didn't know. Lesson learned.
He didn't know he was about to eat a bloody chili.
Getting into the ants was pretty similar to all the stuff we end up doing still on this, which just is a mix of naivety and confidence, misplaced confidence.
Yes.
We generally think we're going to make it through whatever happens.
But there's a little bit of audio from the before the bullet ants, because we were both presenting to the chief.
And he was going
to
pick
in
who
Amazon, in the Amazon through two interpreters. We're both presenting to them why we were already more manly. We didn't need this ritual rite. Hamish tells the tribe leader, he goes, "Just, you know, I've bought a new SUV. Could have gone heated seats, didn't. That's manly.
Tough guy.
See, when you see the interpreter scratch his head, go, how am I going to relay this?
Okay, imagine.
Bingo, you're in.
Like, these guys legitimately like paddle around in canoes. Yeah. They don't have much need for heated seats. So unfortunately, that's how I got picked.
But Hamish and I are chatting while the tribe leader was deliberating, and there's this audio. There's no vision because the cameraman had put his camera down. But there's audio where Hamish and I are going, it was the last day of the trip, so I'm like, okay, we'll put whoever gets it, just put the gloves on.
We're like, one bite will do it. Like, because these ants are meant
to... You had no idea.
We'll see how it goes.
We thought that might take a minute before one stings you. Yeah. And then when it does, that's what feels like you've got shot.
For those who have not seen the clip, and you can see it on YouTube or anywhere.
Yeah. Hundreds sting me in the first second.
He's on a morphine drip for 7 hours at the hospital.
Oh, my God.
The sensation...
Oh, you've got no idea.
The sensation was like when you put a prawn cracker on your tongue. That's how many stung me that far.
Yeah, but prawn cracker tastes nice.
And instantly in that moment, I went, we've made a huge mistake.
But it's poor Andy's going, you were just helpless.
Well, I was helpless. And the other thing was, Hamish and I, it was going, okay, we heard a little bit, and then we'll have beers. We'll get beers in the pool by about 6. Yeah, this is all in the audio.
We were like high-fiving, going, look at this, is so good. It's 11 o'clock. We're about to finish the whole series.
Well, I'm having a beer by myself in the pool. Hamish's on a drip in the hot. And the beer did taste a little sour.
Andy went back to the hotel. I stayed in hospital till 3 in the morning on morphine.
Hamish and Andy's perfect holiday. I can't wait for this.
Funnily enough, over the trenches, 7 p.m.
Funnily enough, the end of the series, we ended up on needing medical assistance again.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, hang in there.
Did
for
you
the
really
big
give it? Keep it a surprise.
But we both had the same medical problem.
Need. Yeah.
Does anyone get
knowing
tasted?
Both of you and knowing you, it's got something to do with your bottom, doesn't it?
No, we left. No, actually,
not this time.
It tries to make an appearance. You're right.
It does come up.
He can't stop talking about it.
All right. Thank you guys for joining us
Channel
today.
Channel 9, 7 o'clock Sunday. Hamish and Andy's perfect holiday. This is Kennedy Malloy.